Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton, the Marx editor. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about this year's Marx Annual Conference, which is being held in Berlin from the 19th to the 22nd of September. This will be the 37th annual conference, and it will be great to return to Germany's capital city. I'm delighted to be joined today by three members of the Berlin conference team who can tell us a bit more about the plans and what we can look forward to this year. Klaus Eckhart of Bardella Pagenburg in Germany is chair of the conference team. Tanja Miedem of Elmen IPR in Denmark is vice chair of the programming team. And Nick Foote of Sandoz International is co-chair of the Marx Corporate Focus Group. Welcome to all three of you.
Hi, James.
Thank you, James.
Thanks, James.
So, Klaus, as I said, you're chair of the conference team, so I'd like to start with you. What can people expect at this year's annual conference?
Well, James, as every year, you can expect a top-notch conference with highly topical and interesting themes presented by excellent speakers. This year's venue, Berlin, is, of course, an amazing city in terms of landmarks, with a very, very vibrant young cultural scene. And actually, I encourage all to stay on for a couple of days because there's so much spectacular to see and experience. It's truly an international city with over 170 museums. People interested in arts and culture will absolutely love it. So it's really, really a great venue.
And a great time of year to be there as well.
Absolutely.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the theme and the topics of this year's conference?
Yes, I'd love to. So the central theme is how consumers perceive brands and how this perception sort of changes over time, adapting to different climates, both technically. So just think of AI and social media, but also in terms of culture and ethics, with diversity and sustainability playing an ever-increasing role. I won't go through all the topics we'll be covering, just highlighting a couple of them. So we'll be touching upon brands in the metaverse, of course, and how success of brands can be influenced by financial markets, cultural factors, and of course, bloggers. We'll have a very interesting session, which is chaired actually by Tanja, on how to steer brands in times of crisis. The session will look at opportunities to rethink brand values and communications. Could be a very interesting one. Then more on the legal side, we will be discussing the new rules in e-commerce, looking at EU digital services and the Omnibus Directive. New rules will significantly impact trademark protection and enforcement. And then, of course, on Friday, we will have a roundup of EU case law with practitioners, which practitioners shouldn't miss. Very important, at the end, on the Thursday afternoon, we have six parallel ongoing workshops. Please don't forget that you must register for these in advance. So we'll have a Chinese IP update, update about sustainability regulations, a very interesting workshop on the issue of neutralization, and also an update on EU design law. So that sort of wraps it up.
Yes, and those workshops I know are led by members of the Marx, the relevant Marx teams, aren't they? And they'll be sort of interactive and people can really get involved in those.
Absolutely. So this is typically actually one of the highlights because in particular, if you have smaller groups, this is an opportunity to discuss issue and really go deep in. Very recommendable if you are not going to one of the tours, which is also on the Thursday afternoon.
Yes. So lots to choose from on the Thursday afternoon. And all the details of the sessions and the workshops are on the Marx website where you can read more about them. So turning to you, Tanja, is there anything new or different about the annual conference this year?
Just as Klaus said, every annual conference is special, and this one is going to be really special. What will definitely be noted as new, we have worked a lot with sustainability. There will be a difference in our use of water bottles. We will not have all these plastic water bottles anymore. We will have recycled, reused bottles that you need to fill up in water stations, which will definitely save a lot of plastic. The backpack, as you know it, will also be different. This year we have chosen to do the bags from jute, which is a more sustainable material. So it will definitely look different than from what you're used to. Also, we have worked a lot with the conference app, which we will promote more and try to have less paper in the portfolio. Other than that, I'm sure that Mark's annual conference will be just as you know it, a wonderful event.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's looking forward to it. I know last year in Madrid, there was some feedback, wasn't there, about sustainability. It's clearly a priority for everyone. So it's good to see Mark's is addressing that.
We will be doing that going on. So everyone who has good ideas are most welcome to see if they can leave a mark on getting Mark's to be more sustainable.
And Tanya, what are you particularly looking forward to at the conference yourself?
Visiting the wonderful city of Berlin is of course one thing. Other than that, I would say meeting all the good Marx friends is something that I really look forward to always. That is, I think, for me the primary, meeting all the very good Marx friends.
And how long have you been coming to the Marx conference?
Yeah, the first one was in Brighton quite many years ago.
Okay, so you must have lots of Marx friends by now then.
Lots of Marx friends, and the annual conference is the time of the year where you can see them all. We had a wonderful spring meeting earlier this year, but obviously a more limited circle of people attend the spring meeting.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think we're all looking forward to seeing people again. I think after Madrid last year, it was clear that there's a big demand, isn't there, for people to attend these big conferences, and I'm sure that will be repeated again in Berlin.
Sure, and everyone who is wondering about attending, do attend.
Good. Well, thanks for that, Tanya. I want to turn to Nick now. So, Nick, I mentioned you're the co-chair of the Corporate Focus Group. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what your plans are in particular for Berlin?
Thanks, James. Yeah, the Corporate Focus Group is a forum within Marx to exchange ideas and best practice amongst in-house counsel. So one of the things we're doing in Berlin is having a corporate focus breakfast where the plan is for all in-house counsel in that group to look forward for the next 12 months, look at what we want to achieve in terms of key areas of interest, and of course, meet and network within that group.
What else does the corporate focus group do during the year apart from at the annual conference?
Sure. The idea of the corporate focus group really was born out of commonalities amongst the members in Marx. And the idea is to really focus in on areas of key interest to brand owners, to in-house counsel, looking at evolving trends within our industry, also looking at best practice. But importantly, one of the real benefits of belonging to the corporate focus group, James, is to swap those war stories when things didn't go according to plan. So it's a very interesting forum for exchanging ideas, generating discussion, and also knowing that each of us is probably tackling different issues that more or less the same way.
And I think, am I right in saying that the corporate focus group has also, as you say, been really helpful in feeding into the teams and helping them to sort of identify issues that they can work on and publications and events and projects and so on?
That's right, James. I mean, the whole reason behind the corporate focus group is really to act as that conduit from ideas from brand owners into the various teams and marks so that we get the most out of the membership for brand owners. You know, it's pretty important, I think, across the last couple of years of the pandemic, we've really begun to see a change and evolution in the way that we advise the businesses so that increasingly we're brand professionals called upon to make judgment calls across the board within the companies we work in. So it's not just using our base expertise and IP, but also looking at a more holistic approach, other areas which may impact on what we do. So I think overall, it's a great network, great place to get support, excellent forum to exchange ideas and learn about best practice. And important to understand that, you're not alone in the group. Everyone's facing these kind of challenges, and it's a great way of coming up with a common approach.
And I guess that comes back a bit to what Klaus was talking about with the theme of the conference as well, and the sort of nature of the Marx conference, looking at both business and legal issues, and particularly developing things around sustainability and technology and regulation and so on.
That's right. And I think you know, it's pretty clear, as I've mentioned, that the way that we're working within in the business is changing. And that's really been accelerated through the pandemic and the move to digital marketplaces. I think if you look at the program for this year, it's really deliberately designed to have a very diverse range of experts speaking on diverse topics, really focusing in on how the profession's changing, but really how we're going to adapt and what kind of changes we think should be made. And I think with the sustainability point that Tanya mentioned, it's really the focus in Berlin is about looking forward. You know, what are the potential risks and challenges, but also what are the opportunities in the metaverse, for example? You know, how are we adapting as consumers to the fact that now consumers have a strong voice in the brand lifecycle? And of course, like Marx always does in its conferences, looking at emerging trends, case law, and how we as brand professionals move forward.
As an in-house counsel, what are the particular benefits of attending the Marx conference for you, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, I think it's all about making your mark, creating those networks, learning from an extensive educational program, but also, of course, you know, enjoying being with colleagues in the industry.
And we're expecting people from many different countries again, I think, at this year's conference, so there'll be good opportunities to do that, hopefully.
I think that's right. And that's really the beauty of Marx, in my view, as in-house counsel. It's obviously much smaller than other similar conferences, but that makes it more intimate. You get to know people more quickly, but also you make real friendships, which leads to obviously very solid professional networks.
Good, thank you. So I know an important part of the conference is the social activities, and a lot of effort goes into organising these. Klaus, can you give us any previews of the social activities this year?
Well, James, we will, of course, as always, have a welcoming reception. Note that there is a prior reception at 6:30 on the Tuesday for council members, speakers, corporate members, and first-time attendees. And I would strongly encourage first-time attendees to actually go to this. It makes really great networking. And of course, we will have the usual coffee breaks and lunches each day. And on the Wednesday evening, there will be a special event in the Markthalle 9 in Berlin. On the Thursday, we will have the traditional gala dinner in the hotel. I'm not able to tell you much more about the Wednesday evening event, Markthalle 9, because it's very secret, but I'm told it's going to be a brilliant venue with lots of exciting things going on there. So you must go there. And I'd like to just mention the tours, which will be going on the Thursday afternoon for, well, delegates as well as their partners. And we will have tours at the Museum Island. Anyone who's never been to Berlin must go. There will be a bike tour. There will be a craft beer brewery tour with tasting, certainly recommend that. And there will be a boat cruise. So you can, that's gonna be a very good one, I think. Because you in the Spree, you can obviously, there are boats and you can just take a tour looking at Berlin from the boat. And hopefully if the weather's fine, that should be superb. I certainly recommend that.
It's going to be difficult for people to choose between all the tours and the workshops as well.
Yeah, it's difficult. If you're on the boat, you can't change really. But you really have to pick and choose what you like best.
Yeah. Well, as we've said, everything is can be seen on the website, so people can get more information there and hopefully make their choices. Tanya, I mentioned you're the vice chair of the Marx programming team. So can you tell us about any other events and activities that you're currently working on or planning on the team?
Yeah, we are working on our coexistence workshop, coexistence agreements workshop, which is an online event. We will have one in June, led by our chair, Claire Lear. She has some experience with these workshops. It's very popular, and we are targeting with that junior lawyers. This one also booked out, and probably it will not be the last time that we do this. We have had several of them now. With the huge success of these online workshops, we are also working on extending it to actually license agreements and doing a beginner's workshop on licensing agreement. That's taking place in cooperation with the intellectual asset management team. It's still in the early stages. These online workshops obviously were well attended during COVID, where we couldn't meet, and they have been very successful. So we are keeping up with those in parallel with the in-person events.
Yeah, and the format of those seems to work particularly well online.
Yes, very, very much so, and it's also very, very suited for the junior lawyers who may not always have the possibility of attending the physical events.
And on the physical events, are there any others that you can mention that are coming up? I think we have the dates for 2024, don't we, for the spring meeting and the annual conference as well.
Other than that, I know that we are working on the judges' meetings, which are also physical events, but not at a stage where we can say exactly when and where that will be held.
Yeah, so people should look out for more details about those in due course on the website, I guess. Yeah, I know they're also very popular events, the judges' meetings. In fact, there was one just recently in London, which was very well attended.
Yeah. And other than we need, of course, judges to be there in the judges meeting. And that's what the preparations are concerning, finding judges in relevant countries that would like to attend.
Yeah. Good. Well, we look forward to seeing more about that soon. So we're coming towards the end of the podcast. I just want to come back to you, Nick. Do you know Berlin very well? Are you looking forward to doing anything in particular in Berlin?
Yeah, look, I do know Berlin, and it has to be one of my favorite cities in Europe. I think it's such a hotbed for creativity and innovation, but also has a fantastic art and cultural scene, as well as restaurants and bars. So, you know, there's a lot on offer in Berlin, not just at the Marx Conference.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was there just recently, actually, and managed to go to a concert. So I recommend anyone who's staying a bit longer to do that, or as Klaus said, go to one of the museums or something. There's always lots of interesting things going on. So just before we wrap up then, I'm going to ask each of you if you'd give just one piece of advice perhaps to anyone who's thinking about attending the annual conference, you know, particularly if they've maybe not been to a Marx event before. What advice would you give them? What should they be thinking about for this year? Klaus, starting with you, what advice would you give to someone attending Berlin this year?
Well, do your work up in advance and don't work there. That's what we always see, that people go to their rooms and do work because they have to try and avoid that if at all possible. Go to as many of the social activities as you can, and please go to all the sessions if you can. So to do networking, enjoy the sessions, learn in the sessions, but then go out and see Berlin. Stay on for the weekend. That would be my recommendation.
I think that's more than one piece of advice, but we'll let you off. Hopefully there's still some things left. Tanya, what would you say?
Yeah, I would say with all that advice that Klaus gave, don't hesitate. Why? Go attend. That would be my advice.
Great, thank you. And Nick, what would you add?
So really encourage you to register now and take full advantage, not just of the network opportunities, the educational opportunities, but also get out there and enjoy Berlin. It's a great city.
Great. Well, thank you very much indeed to all three of you. I'm sure everyone is looking forward to this year's annual conference, which, as I said at the beginning, takes place from the 19th to the 22nd of September. Full details of the conference, which includes the programme and the speakers for all the sessions that Klaus mentioned, and the workshops, and of course all the social activities, All those details are now available on the Marks website, and online booking is also open. So you can find out a lot more about what we've been talking about and also take advantage of the early bird registration up until the end of June. So thank you very much to Klaus, Tanya and Nick for taking part in this episode of Talking Marks, and to all of our listeners for joining us today. We'll have more episodes of Talking Marks later this year, and remember, you can find all the past episodes of this podcast on the Marks website and also on Spotify. But for now, from all of us here, thank you very much and goodbye.
Goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marks.org/podcast.